Was this the week that Fortnite went from video game to social network of the future? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, Demystifying the Digital Economy. I'm Molly Wood. The video game Fortnite is a cultural phenomenon that has the whole entertainment industry on notice. And last weekend, Fortnite took a step toward becoming an even bigger social platform. It held an in-game concert with the electronic music DJ called Marshmello. It was live, and a reported 10 million players watched the concert all at the same time while their virtual characters danced around in the game. And yes, there was in-game merch to buy after the show. I watched it with my almost 12-year-old son, and I'm not going to lie, it felt like a big deal. And it was surprisingly fun. So let's talk more about this in Quality Assurance, the segment where we take a deeper look at a big tech story. Peter Rubin is a senior editor at Wired. He wrote about the concert and how it was definitely a winner for Marshmello.
Immediately after the concert, Marshmello became the most searched artist on something called Songkick, which is where you can go to find out where an artist is playing. So certainly the sale of in-game items like the Marshmello costume, what's called a skin in the game, and Marshmello-specific emotes, which are what the dances in the game are called. Those little micro-purchases were sure to spike, but what's also happening is that Marshmello's personal bottom line is seeing a bounce from this as well.
So that would seem to suggest that the combination of this being this amazingly presence-driven virtual event, very lucrative for, one assumes, all involved, means we're just going to see more, right?
I can't think we're not going to. This is a model that not just massive multiplayer online games have been using for a long time, but more specifically, social virtual reality apps and platforms have been using for the past 4 or 5 years. But no one's making money from that, and Fortnite is making all the money from that. So Fortnite is going to ride this. Artists are going to clamor to get involved with this. As short as this was a 10-minute concert. It's hugely a sign of where this is going to go.
I got to feel like, on some level, Facebook should be looking at Fortnite and saying, this is actually the social network of the future. You know, like, how big a deal do you think Fortnite could still become as a platform?
How much bigger is a good question, because there are more than 200 million people across the world that play it on at least, not a monthly basis, but are kind of registered players. Then you've got dozens of millions of people that play it on a monthly, if not weekly, basis. And so what you have is this incredibly devoted group that keeps going in. And the reason that it hasn't slowed down is because it keeps changing. That's Fortnite's genius move. And so the great fear for other entertainment companies, especially non-gaming companies, we already know the gaming companies are being left in the dust because of Fortnite, but companies like Facebook and Netflix are seeing this next generation of consumer being siphoned away before they're even at that age where they're going to want their own accounts because all they care about is Fortnite. So the question becomes, are enough kids going to age into Fortnite and enough diehard players not going to age out to make this a real formidable threat to other entertainment and communication platforms down the road? And a lot of that is going to depend on how Fortnite leverages its kind of narrative smarts.
I will say too, I don't know any girls who play. I mean, I even asked my son, like, do you know any girls who play Fortnite? And he really didn't. And does that feel like, you know, you can grow up to a point, but do you have a sense that it is universally appealing?
It's not universally appealing in the way that it needs to be to have that kind of ubiquitous presence in a generation or in multiple generations. It does face the same burden that a lot of other games and game genres do, which is they're wildly overrepresented among male players. And so there are certainly women who play, as with every genre of game, but it's going to be difficult to leverage game allegiance into social allegiance without everybody on board, because these 12-year-old boys who are playing Fortnite, they're coming close to the time where they're going to want to do things that girls want to do too, right? You got to get that place where they come together so all the other rites of passage can happen. And so right. That's certainly something that Fortnite might be up against.
As the mother of a 12-year-old, I don't want to talk about this anymore. I do. But I do want to talk about its impact then on the video game industry specifically. We had Electronic Arts and Take-Two Interactive both warn about disappointing sales because of competition from Fortnite. How much damage, no pun intended, how much damage is Fortnite doing to the gaming industry?
It's the last man standing on the island right now. I mean, certainly Take-Two had the biggest game of last year as far as retail copies sold with Red Dead Redemption 2. But if you're going to release what's called kind of a AAA game now, the kind of blockbuster game that people are going to pay $60 for, they're going up against a game that's free to play, and they make all their money in these so-called microtransactions, in selling the skins and selling the emotes. And so it's really like the old kind of drug dealer adage of the 80s, that first hit is free. So you get people in for free, and then they're hooked on the things that don't affect the play experience but affect the enjoyment. Meanwhile, everybody's trying to get out of this old model of trying to make you buy a disc or download a file for $60 and then update it for them. So it's a huge wall that all these other publishers are running into. And the other thing that makes it so difficult to compete with is that Fortnite isn't just on an Xbox and a PlayStation. It's not just on a PC. Mm-hmm. You can play it on any Android or iOS device within reason. You can play it on most tablets. You can play it on any game console, including the Nintendo Switch, which has historically been left out of these console discussions for big, phenomenal games. And so all of a sudden, not only is it free, but it's everywhere. And how do you compete against a Hydra with that many tentacles?
Peter Rubin is a senior editor at Wired. And now for some related links. You'll find a link to Peter's article on Wired.com or MarketplaceTech.org. It's called Fortnite's Marshmallow Concert is the Future of the Metaverse. But I want to go back to this question about women and girls playing Fortnite. The game has a bit of a mixed record on this front. On the plus side, a Bloomberg piece from last May notes that lots of women do play Fortnite, especially on mobile devices. According to the story, the research firm Apptopia says half of Fortnite's 45 million mobile players are women. ESPN noted in October that Epic Games, the maker of Fortnite, actually makes a real effort to draft female players to pro esports teams and features female avatars in its marketing and commercials. Plus, Fortnite has a good number of female character options. The biggest drawback seems to be the culture of video games, and it isn't any less hostile to women in Fortnite than anywhere else. The gaming industry blog Kotaku wrote about how men and boys are complaining that girls are actually ruining Fortnite on mobile. And last summer, the super famous Twitch streamer Ninja, otherwise known as Tyler Blevins, said he prefers not to stream Fortnite games with female players because it leads to too much harassment and drama that he just doesn't want to deal with. Must be nice to just turn it off, Ninja. And in December, a Forbes article noted that every season, and Fortnite has had 7 seasons, the game offers really good players the chance to win and then wear what's called a Tier 100 skin, an in-game costume that says, basically, I'm a huge badass. And in those 7 seasons, none of the badass skins have been female. Season 8 starts at the end of this month, so we'll see, although current rumors suggest it'll be something more like a fish. So yeah, Fortnite could take over the world, but it's got to make sure it's got the whole world on board. Matt Purdy and Stephanie Hughes produce Marketplace Tech. Eve Tro is our senior producer. Dan Powell engineered the show this week. I'm Molly Wood. This is APM. Not everyone gets a chance to learn about the economy in school. Marketplace helps you continue your education in a way that's smart, accessible, and hopefully a little bit fun. Your donation is not only an investment in your own learning, but also in helping us make more people smart about the economy. And that's good for everyone. To learn how you can help, visit marketplace.org/investors. And thank you.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.